Butler, Carroll House, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 8, 1904. Dear Brother Butler, do not be worried or troubled because an extraordinary effort is being made in Washington. We must obey the directions given by the Lord. If we had not taken up the work as we have, others would have occupied the field. If you could know all, you would realize that we have not come to Washington any too soon, and that our most earnest efforts are none too great. The Lord calls upon His workmen to open new fields. I find in Tacoma Park, where our buildings are to be located, a large settlement made up of people who live here and work in Washington. There is no saloon in the town. Not one of the members of the town council drinks liquor, smokes, or chews tobacco, or uses profane language. This place must now be worked. The situation here fills me with hope and courage. We know that the Lord desires us to go forward as speedily as possible with the work before us. The location that has been secured for our school and sanitarium is all that could be desired. The atmosphere is pure, and the water is pure. A beautiful stream runs right through our land from north to south. This stream is a treasure more valuable than gold or silver. The building sites are upon fine elevations with excellent drainage. There were many things to be considered in choosing a location for our printing office and for our sanitarium. We knew that everything must be in accordance with the light given, and we praise the Lord for guiding us to this place. It is true that the Tacoma Park sewer farm is close to our land, but this farm is to be moved a mile to the south. It will be 3,000 feet from our buildings. Arrangements have been completed for this to be done this summer. Pipes from our buildings can be connected with the main sewer pipe, and we shall thus have a perfect sewer system. This is most important. The atmosphere round our sanitariums must ever be kept pure and sweet. The instruction given to the managers of our sanitariums to correct wrong methods in regard to sewerage has been repeated again and again, but it has been a difficult matter to make some understand. Above all other places, a health institution should have a perfect sewerage system, and its air and water should be absolutely free from impurity. Much has been said in disparagement of our land here in Tacoma Park because of the nearness of the sewer farm, but as I have already said, this farm is to be removed. We have had very clear instruction regarding the danger of polluted atmosphere to life and health, and we hope never to be guilty of the least carelessness in this respect. No pains or money should be spared to secure perfect sewer arrangement in connection with our schools and sanitariums. Message after message in regard to this matter has been given to those bearing responsibilities in our institutions. I have been plainly instructed that carelessness or neglect in regard to sanitary conditions in the home or in public buildings means a withdrawal of the blessing of God. Special directions in reference to sanitary arrangements were given to the children of Israel. Every person was strictly charged to keep his dwelling and his premises clean, lest the Lord, passing by, should see uncleanness and should remove his presence from those who were careless or indifferent. The work here is to be a representation of the work that can be done in other parts of the South. It is to give a clear representation of the principles of truth held by Seventh-day Adventists. Brother Butler, come to the Berrien Springs meeting. There is earnest work to be done there. Come prepared to help. I wish you could read the pitiful letters coming to me from mothers who have taught their children the truth for this time and who have always believed the testimonies, telling me that the seeds of unbelief sown in Battle Creek are undermining the confidence of their children in the truths which lie at the foundation of the Seventh-day Adventist belief, and that their confidence in the testimonies has been greatly weakened. I have a great desire that you shall not make movements that will have to be counterworked. I have in every way tried to prepare the way before you, and I believe that the Lord will work through you and Elder Haskell in the meeting at Berrien Springs.